This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden used a primetime interview to try to dismiss questions about his age as he works to salvage his reelection campaign. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As some Democrats continue floating the idea of replacing President Biden on the presidential ticket, the commander-in-chief is determined to show he is fit to lead for another 4 years. But the president's exclusive interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos may not have swayed those who think he needs to step aside and that he can't beat Donald Trump.
I'm the most qualified person to beat him. I know how to get things done.
Even when it was suggested leading Democrats are trying to gently push him out, Biden says there's only one voice that could persuade him.
If the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Britain's newly elected Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, made his first public statement since leading Britain's Labour Party to a landslide election victory on Friday. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Starmer became the country's 58th prime minister, the first leader from the centre-left party to win a UK national election since Tony Blair, who won three in a row starting in 1997. In his address to the nation, Prime Minister Starmer said the work of change began and that he will
establish a way of working across the United Kingdom that will be different and better to the way of working that we've had in recent years, and to recognise the contributions of all four nations.
Starmer's first meeting on the international stage will be next week when he attends the NATO summit in Washington. Steve Miller, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The low-profile moderate Masoud Pezeshkian, who has pledged to open Iran to the world and deliver freedoms that its people have yearned for, has won the country's runoff presidential vote. Reuters' Ryan Cheng has more.
Pezeshkian is a 69-year-old cardiac surgeon, lawmaker, and former health minister. He's the sole moderate among an original field of four candidates, and his main opponent was Saeed Jalili, a hardline ex-nuclear negotiator who called for deeper ties with Russia and China. The participation rate in the runoff election was about 50%. It follows a ballot on June 28th in the Islamic Republic that saw a historically low turnout. Analysts say Pezeshkian's win might result in a more pragmatic foreign policy for Iran.
Ryan Cheng from Reuters. Human rights groups say dozens of Kenyans have been abducted in the past 2 weeks amid anti-government protests sparked by proposals to raise taxes. According to the Kenya National Commission on Human Rights, so far there have been 41 deaths, 35 abductions, and 746 arrests as a result of the anti-finance bill protests. David Doyle from Reuters reports.
In an interview on Sunday, President William Ruto denied police involvement in disappearances and broadly defended the actions of the security forces. However, Irungu Horton, executive director at Amnesty International Kenya, said
this pattern that we had not seen probably at this scale since the 1980s, where people who are considered to be protesters or organizers or even just simply voices of dissent are being plucked from their homes or even as they go to church with their family.
Though Ruto withdrew the proposed tax increases, an allegedly heavy-handed reaction has raised fears of rights backsliding.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Hundreds of mostly exiled Tibetans celebrate the Dalai Lama's 89th birthday in India's Dharamshala. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The main celebrations took place at the temple inside the complex where the spiritual leader lives. Tibetan and Buddhist flags adorn poles and railings. Artists from the Tibetan Institute of Performing Arts, dressed in traditional attire, played the drums and some marched with bagpipes, drawing cheers and applause from the crowd. Buddhist nuns, as teachers, helped children with their makeup as they prepared to perform traditional dances. The Dalai Lama has made the hillside town his headquarters since fleeing Tibet after a failed uprising against Chinese rule in 1959. Representatives of a Tibetan government in exile also reside there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sudanese political and civil society groups met on Saturday in Egypt to discuss ways to end the war engulfing Sudan. The warring parties, however, didn't take part in the Egypt-sponsored conference. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.